This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today here with Francisco Rojas on Monday, September 30th. And the regular season is over. Yes, it always flies by. It feels like it's April 1st, and then before you know it, it's almost October 1st, and the season's over. It feels like this every single year. You can't get enough baseball, and then all of a sudden, we only get a little bit of baseball left for about another month or so, especially as Phillies fans. We hope that we're going to get more baseball for another month, and that's the plan, because this team, at the end of the day, man, like, I'm not going to get into it right now. Like, I don't feel like we need to get into it, I'm going to be honest. This is a World Series or bust team. You know it. I know it. There is no debate. This team is too good for it to not be World Series or bust. At this point in 2024 with the core that they've had here, it's World Series or bust. There's no doubt about it. That doesn't need to be a conversation. I don't think there's... It's not enough of a conversation. If I felt like a lot more people felt like that was a thing of it being World Series or bust, that's a different conversation. There's not enough people. We all know, 98% of us know it's World Series or bust. Not even close. So Phils finished their season yesterday on a good note. No, they don't win the series against the Nationals, but they win 6-3. On the heels of Aaron Nola performance, but a good day offensively as they were able to get 6 runs on 9 hits, couple of RBIs each by Kyle Schwarber, Weston Wilson, Bryson Stott, Alec Boehm as well contributing, and finishing the season well. 95 wins, I predicted. Just saying, not to my own horn, but I did predict 95 wins for this team, and here we are, 95 and 67 to finish off the year. I think it sounds about right, going to be honest, 95 wins. I know they were on the 115 and 20 win pace or whatever it was where it was like, oh, we're going to challenge Seattle for the record in a year. No, they came back down to earth. You know, people got very nervous and scared, and look, I got a tad bit worried there for a little while, but think at the end of the day, we loop around from April back to September 30th, and we say, this is right about where this team is. Very good rotation, very good offense, and a good, very good bullpen. And here we are, one of the best teams in baseball with 95 wins. So 95-67, the Phillies finish. Real quick, so we have to start with the wild card scenarios because we don't know who the Phillies are playing in the NLDS quite yet, because we have a wild scenario today with the Mets and Braves playing a doubleheader. Now, whether or not game two really like matters for a certain team, we'll see. But the first game today is 1:10. It's going to be Tylor McGill and Spencer Schwellenbach for the Mets and the Braves. So here is a scenario, just to keep you up to date here. I'm not going to try to go too crazy with this. If the Braves and Mets split Monday's doubleheader, this according to ESPN, both teams clinch a playoff spot. If either loses both, the Diamondbacks are in. So basically, if the Braves sweep the Mets today, win both games, it's the Braves and the Diamondbacks. If the Mets sweep the Braves, it's the Mets and the Diamondbacks. So, but if both teams split, the Braves and the Mets split, both of them are in. And if the Diamondbacks do make it in, that is who the Phillies are playing, I believe, right there, because they'll have the sixth seed, right? The Phillies will play the sixth seed, I believe. So that's who the Phils would play heading into this. So it's going to be interesting to watch today. Going to be interesting to watch. It's chaotic. It's crazy. This is kind of what I like about baseball. It's a shame that, you know, Mother Nature has kind of interfered with the last days of baseball here, and the Mets and Braves have to play this extra day, you know, right before the wild card series is supposed to start tomorrow, right? Tuesday? Yeah, it's supposed to start tomorrow, where Milwaukee and San Diego are both patiently waiting to see what happens today. And the Phils will be waiting another 5 days before it starts, before the National League Divisional Series starts on Saturday. Starts on Saturday. So let's get to that real quick, actually, because I wanted to update you on the NLDS schedule. We don't know times yet, but Saturday, October 5th, that will be game one in Philadelphia. Game two will be Sunday, October 6th in Philadelphia. Game three will be wherever, not in Philadelphia, and that will be Tuesday, October 8th. And then game four, if necessary, will be Wednesday, October 9th. And then game five, if necessary, will be Friday, October 11th. Hopefully, we'll not have to take five games for the Phillies to win the National League Divisional Series, but I'm not even trying to spread any like bad juju out there, because you know anything can happen in the playoffs. We saw it in 2011. Okay, so you know the all-time wins for the Phillies team in the regular season, 102 wins that year. Not trying to put that out there, but you get the point. Like anything can happen. So with the regular season being over, so that's all, everything that's, you know, divisional series schedule, wild card scenarios, it's everything there. So we got a couple of more things to get to today. I want to wrap up the regular season here. I'm going to give you kind of like a tiny short recap with my takeaways, mainly the takeaways from the regular season. And then we will get into where I'm at with the Phillies right now, how I'm feeling heading into the playoffs. And I want to know how you're feeling as well. Definitely want to know your thoughts and all that good stuff. So here is where I'm at right now as far as what my takeaways are from the regular season. So first takeaway, and mentioned it already there, winning the division for the first time since 2011, it is an accomplishment. I see all the salty Braves fans and even other fans in division that are saying, oh, well, the Phillies had to, you know, it took Ronald Acuna Jr. and it took Spencer Strider and it took this player and it took that player. And you know what? There might be a little bit that's of merit there, and I get that. But, like, I felt like the Phillies were going to compete for the division anyway. Did I think they were going to win it the way they did? Definitely not. Like, yeah, they're for the Braves losing Albies for a little bit of time and Riley for the rest of the season. Like, I'm not, you know, trying to hammer the Braves down or anything like that. But I felt like they could win the division. I felt like they could, and I felt like it was going to be a close race if every, you know, if the Braves were mostly healthy and the Phillies were mostly healthy too. And the Phillies have had their fair share of injuries, maybe not like the Braves had with losing Acuna for the whole year. I get it. But look, give the Phillies are one of the best teams in baseball this year, and they deserve to win the division, and they did for the first time in 13 years. So congratulations to the Phillies for winning that division. I know we don't care about that anymore, but congrats for winning the division. It is an accomplishment. Phillies MVP this year. It's Kyle Schwarber. I don't think there's really a doubt it's Kyle Schwarber. I think Bryce is close, and I just think Bryce has gone through too many cold stretches at certain points. I mean, I know Schwarbs kind of did a little bit, but not as bad as Bryce. And Zach Wheeler, I would normally consider a pitcher for a team MVP or for a regular, even just a regular season award MVP, depending on how good they were. Zach Wheeler was awesome this year. He was great. I mean, in a lot of other years, Cy Young, you know, save for Chris Sale, probably getting it this year. But I don't think he had such an insane year that he should be considered to be like the MVP of this club. Like, it's not like, you know, before DeGrom got hurt a couple of years ago, I think that was 21, I believe that was either 21 or 22, where DeGrom, you know, was like on pace to have like a better ERA than, you know, Bob Gibson did way back in 68. Zach Wheeler didn't have that type of year. So I'm not considering him for MVP. I think it's Kyle Schwarber. Schwarber, the team kind of goes as Kyle Schwarber goes. I feel like, you know, set the record for leadoff homers this year in a season. And I just felt like, you know, that the team really went as he went. And he put up the numbers, 38 home runs, right? And drew a lot of walks and OPS, very good once again. I mean, Kyle Schwarber, no, he hasn't played the field, but I felt like he was so important to this Phillies offense, and I feel like Kyle Schwarber is the MVP of this team. So Schwarber, my MVP. Another takeaway from this season, rotation set for the near future, okay, and potentially further in the future. For the next, like, 2 to 3 years, I think, like, this is your rotation. Wheeler, Nola, Sanchez, and Ranger. And just because Ranger has had the injury issues this year and he's had the weird second half, I'm not like out on Ranger Suarez. It kind of feels like, I don't feel like people are there, but I feel like people are really down on Ranger. Like 1 through 4, the Phillies have a really good rotation that's set up for the next 3 years. Okay, so I think we're in a really good spot rotation-wise. Really good spot. And we'll see afterwards with how Painter can progress and what can Mick Abel become. I'm not sure what Griff McGarry can also become. We'll see as the Phils, you know, maybe free agency, all that stuff. I just think the rotation for the near future and potentially further in the future, they're good right now. Another one, a few more. Have to extend Jeff Hoffman. Another really, really, really good season. Another, like, you know, one of the best relievers in baseball. Him and Strom have just been nasty this year. Kirkering too. So extend Jeff Hoffman. He's going to be unrestricted free agent. Give him that money. I think his market value is like $6 million a year. Give that to him. Don't need to give him the Edwin Diaz contract. We're not doing that. And then last one. I think depth is really important for this team. And I think we've seen it this year. You know, even from guys we wouldn't expect, like Buddy Kennedy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bathroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Buddy Kennedy contributing, who just got called back up. Kyle Stevenson contributed even a little bit. Cody Clemens, on the surface, maybe his numbers aren't insane or anything like that off the bench, but he is at some good clutch hits. He seems like he's always in like the clutch moments for the Phils. And Cody Clemens, big deal. Spencer Turnbull at points this year, and when he was healthy, you know, hopefully he can get back and maybe potentially be ready for the postseason. I don't know if he will be, but Turnbull was really important there in the beginning of the year, and maybe they don't get as many wins as they did even to this point without Spencer Turnbull. So I think depth is really important, and it's going to be important going forward that the Phils have this type of depth, whether it's, you know, through the farm and the minors or through free agency. I know Whit Merrifield was a swing and miss, but you know, I thought it was a smart signing at the time. I think everyone did think that. I mean, I don't think it's on Dombrowski. I think it made a lot of sense. And I mean, Whit Merrifield was just horrible with the Phils. I don't know. Just didn't work out. That's kind of how I see it. Just sometimes these things just don't work out. It's not like the sexy thing to say when it comes to sports, but like, it's just the truth. Sometimes things really just don't work out. You know, the GM can make a really good move, which I think at the time was, and just didn't work out. And Whit Merrifield sucked. Is that Dave Dombrowski's fault necessarily? Not really. So depth important for this team. That's my last takeaway from this regular season. And it's been a fun regular season. It's been hectic a little bit, it can be for Philadelphia fans, but this is how it goes. So my thoughts and feelings heading into the playoffs. And here is where I am, and I kind of talked about this a lot. If you listen to my show at Westchester, WCHE 95.3, I do a show every Sunday, 1 o'clock, and I talked about this. This is how I opened the show, and this is kind of where I want to talk about with the Phils is heading into the postseason. This is where I am right now. I feel good. I feel good about this team, but I don't feel as amazing as I did in you know, middle of the season in like June. I don't feel where I did even in July, even though they were kind of skidding a tiny bit, you know, in that time period. I feel good about this team. And here's why I feel good, but not like amazing. The rotation isn't as dominant as they were at the beginning of the season. I thought that potentially this rotation was going to be so good, and you need offense at some point, but this rotation was going to be so good. I did feel this way at a certain point. The rotation was going to be so good that maybe they could carry them through the playoffs to a certain extent. But that's not the case. Look, Wheeler is going to be Zach Wheeler. I feel awesome about Wheeler. I feel very good about Aaron Nola heading into the postseason. Had a bounce back year. And he's had a good postseason career. I feel good about Aaron Nola. Christopher Sanchez, there's something about Christopher Sanchez that just makes me feel good about Christopher Sanchez heading into the postseason, even though he only has a couple of innings to his name, dating back to last postseason when he had a couple of innings against Arizona where he gave up like a run or two. But who really cares about that? I'm really curious to see what Christopher Sanchez is going to do in the playoffs. And I think him getting his contract this year, him bouncing back from even poor outings at certain times in the season, having these couple of complete game shutouts. I think he had, the one was a complete game shutout, right? The other one was a complete game against Atlanta or Washington, whichever it was. And I think Sanchez has been awesome this year, and they don't get to the point where they are this year without him. And yeah, I Sanchez has been good, and I feel good about Sanchez. Ranger, I'm iffy on. Not gonna lie, he could flip the switch and be a different pitcher that he has been in the postseason. He could be that guy, but he also, I'm not sure. This last couple of months have been weird. I'm not sure, but that's still, if Ranger can give you like 4 to 6 innings, you know, giving up 3 runs somewhere around there, like that's, I'll take that from your 4 in the playoffs. I will take that. I know it's not what we were expecting 3 or 4 months ago, but I'll take that. I still feel good about the rotation. Feel good. Number 2, why I feel good but not like amazing, is still a possibility the offense goes cold in the postseason. Like we saw last year in the NLCS, and then we saw at points this year where it was like Trey, Castellanos, Bryce, like 3 or 4 guys at a time that were going cold, and it seemed like things were just off offensively. It just felt that way, right? It seemed that way, it felt that way, and rotation not being as dominant at that point when those cold stretches happen, it seemed like things just weren't going well offensively, and they were losing more games, and which happens. It's a baseball season, but I can't help but think about, like, man, they don't play. There's just too much, like, 3 true outcomes when it comes to a good amount of the lineup. And, you know, Bryson Stott seemed to be a little bit of a balancer for the lineup last year, where Bryson could hit for contact, and it kind of helped balance out the lineup a little bit. And I think that helped last year. I mean, obviously it didn't really necessarily help down the stretch in the playoffs, but it's something I'm still thinking about that could happen. It could happen in the postseason. I mean, it's happened to teams in the past, but I just don't know if there's enough of an element still for the Phillies to where they make enough contact or play enough small ball to where there's still a possibility the offense goes cold. But there's a possibility that they really don't, and they could just slug their way to a World Series title. It can happen. It's happened. I think the Rangers kind of did that last year, to be honest. So it could happen. But like, there's that chance where like, that's why I don't feel amazing, because I don't feel so confident that they're going to win every single series, because I know that the offense could go cold. Hopefully it doesn't happen. Hopefully it doesn't. And then the last thing here, I like Carlos Estevez. Maybe I like him more than some people. I like him, but I don't love him. Like, I like what Estevez has brought to the table. I think more often than not, he has been good. But there have been points where they just traded for him from LA. And there have been times even recently where he blows saves or he gives up a lot of hard contact. And it's really stressful at the end of the game. Yeah, he'll come out with the save, but it's really stressful with Carlos Estevez, where it's like, oh, we don't. Is he going to get out of it? Is he not? It's very, some of his outings are very stressful. And again, I think as time has gone on the last couple of months, I have grown to, again, like him as the closer, but I don't feel like he's just like a lockdown, shutdown closer. Maybe I'm used to watching Emmanuel Clase this year, or I'm spoiled by, not even spoiled, but you know, we've seen someone like Edwin Diaz, who's been like insane in a couple of the seasons in his career. I don't know. I want to feel how I feel with Carlos Estevez, of how I feel with Jeff Hoffman. Like Jeff Hoffman, I think all of us, 99.9%, probably 100% of us, feel so confident in Jeff Hoffman that he's going to come in, even in the playoffs this year, and he's going to be the guy in high leverage situations that's going to get the job done. And I think it's a perfect spot for Jeff Hoffman. Perfect spot is him being in high leverage situations, the highest leverage possible. The most important situation isn't always the last 3 outs. Might be in the 6th or 7th inning when it's a 4-3 game and you need a guy to keep it a 4-3 game. And Jeff Hoffman is that guy. I'm not the Joe Jeff Hoffman needs to be the closer. No, because the last 3 outs aren't the most important outs of the game. Okay, they are important. They are important, but they aren't the most important outs in a game. So Hoffman's in the right spot. It's just that closer spot. I'm iffy on Estevez. I'm iffy. So it doesn't mean I don't think he should be the closer. I think he should, because I like Strom being a high leverage guy too. I like Kirkring being a high leverage guy. I don't trust Kirkring to be the closer. I don't know if I necessarily trust Strom to be the closer as well. So that's where I am on this team. But I would love to know your thoughts. You can tweet me at @Rojas_media_ on Twitter. By the way, rest in peace to Dikembe Mutombo. What a horrible 58 years old. And I know, I think, isn't the saying, not the saying goes, but like the stigma is that, you know, like tall people have a chance of dying younger, I think. I'm not, don't quote me on that, but I think there's a possibility there with that. It's a shame though, regardless, that Dikembe Mutombo, 58 years old. He was back when he played for the Sixers in the early 2000s, he was a part of, you know, that 01 team with AI. And yeah, Mutombo was a legend. The commercials, the awesome personality, sounding like Cookie Monster. Like, Dikembe Mutombo was icon, I think, even to a certain extent, and a legend. So, legend in the National Basketball Association, and played for the Sixers way back in the early 2000s. So, rest in peace to Dikembe Mutombo. Just horrible news. So, that is going to do it for me today on Phillies Today. Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. We'll always appreciate feedback on the show, whether you liked it, whether you didn't like it, things you liked about it, things you didn't like about it. We'd love for you to tweet me. Obviously, I don't have callers on this show. Like, it's a sports radio show at WIP, so I can't really have you call in and give me your thoughts, but I would love for you to tweet me at @Rojas_media_. Would love to talk to you about the Phils, about, you know, Bird's tough loss yesterday to Tampa and a really bad loss. So we'd love to know your thoughts on just everything. Anything, whatever you want to talk about sports wise and even outside of that. Love music too. So would love to get into that. So that's going to do it for me today. Phillies Today. We'll talk to you Thursday. We're probably close to talking about who's going to face the Phillies in the DS, right? Like, I mean, it's going to be, so the wild card series will be over by Thursday. Hopefully it's over by the time, because I do the show Thursday morning. So hopefully it's over by then so we can talk about it. So that's going to do it for me, Francisco Rojas, and I'll talk to you guys on Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.